You're welcome back to the News at One, and we're going to get more now on those talks on the war in Ukraine, which come less than a week after Donald Trump's lengthy phone call with Vladimir Putin. In advance, the United States described the Saudi Arabia meeting as a first step to see if Moscow was serious about ending the war, while Russia said it hoped to normalize relations with America. The discussions mean that, for now at any rate, Ukraine is frozen out of talks on its own future. Well, that meeting ended a short time ago, and we can talk to Economist correspondent Greg Karlstrom, who's in Riyadh. Greg, thanks for joining us. What's known about what was discussed and what was agreed?
Well, as you say, the talks wrapped up about 45 minutes ago, just before 3:30 local time here in Riyadh. And the initial readouts, both from the American and the Russian sides, some fairly tepid language. Yuri Ushakov, an advisor to Vladimir Putin, saying the talks weren't bad, but basically were only a first step. Similar language from America's State Department, which said that one meeting won't fix the U.S.-Russia relationship, as they characterized it. So there were some promises of further talks. They're setting up what they call a consultation mechanism to talk about irritants in the U.S.-Russia relationship. There's a promise of further negotiations, but it doesn't seem as if there were too many concrete agreements that came out of these meetings today.
Were these talks solely about Ukraine, or were there other items on the agenda?
The bilateral talks between the United States and Russia were characterized as being solely focused on Ukraine. There was some discussion, we're hearing from the Russian side, about energy prices, about sanctions. Obviously, that's connected to the war because of the oil sanctions that were put in place after Russia invaded Ukraine. But those meetings really focused on the war. I think it's a different story when we talk about the side meetings between, for example, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, and Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi Crown Prince. They talked about Ukraine, but they also talked about Iran when they met last night. They talked about the war in Gaza, the ceasefire there. So for the Saudis, an opportunity to sound out, I think, both the Americans and the Russians on some other issues in the Middle East.
Is there a difference between how the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has been characterizing these talks and how Russia has been describing them?
So far, it has been pretty similar language from both sides, neither one suggesting that there was a major breakthrough in the relationship. I think the economic talk, which is only coming, I think, from the Russian side so far, quite significant. One of the people who came to this meeting who wasn't expected to be here today, Kirill Dmitriev, the head of the Russian Sovereign Wealth Fund, he's unlikely to have come if there hadn't been a real focus in these meetings on sanctions relief. And he's also been heavily involved in the OPEC plus cartel between Russia and Saudi Arabia that tries to regulate oil prices. So again, I think there was an economic component to this, and I think that may be quite significant in the talks going forward.
Greg, stay with us for a moment if you can, because Marco Rubio has been speaking to the media within the past couple of minutes, and we can hear some of what he's been saying.
Well, I would start by saying we've agreed on four principles that I think are important. The first is that we're going to appoint our teams, respectively, that have worked very quickly to reestablish the functionality of our respective missions in Washington and in Moscow. For us to be able to continue to move down this road, we need to have diplomatic facilities that are operating and functioning normally. The second point is that we're going to appoint a high-level team from our end to help negotiate and work through the end of the conflict in Ukraine in a way that's enduring and acceptable to all the parties engaged. The third point is to begin to work at a high level as well, to begin to discuss and think about and examine both the geopolitical and economic cooperation that could result from an end to the conflict in Ukraine. Obviously, we'd have to see that conflict come to a successful and enduring end in order for that to be possible. And the last thing we agreed to is that while our teams are going to be working on all of this, the four of us who were here today, the five of us that were here today, are going to remain engaged in this process to make sure that it's moving along in a productive way.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying that today was the first step in a long process. Greg Karlstrom of The Economist is still with us. Greg, as you understand it, where is this process likely to go from here?
More talks from here. You know, there had been some chatter before this meeting today that the U.S. and Russia might try to organize a summit between Trump and Putin as early as next week in Saudi Arabia. And they were trying to squeeze it in on a very tight calendar in Riyadh, which is hosting an Arab League summit at the end of next week. And then in about 2 weeks' time, the Ramadan holiday starts. So they were trying to squeeze in this leaders' summit before all of that happened. It does not now seem like Trump and Putin are about to get on planes and meet in person. It sounds like there is more preparatory work. There are more talks that need to happen. So I'm sure we'll see more rounds of meetings, whether in Riyadh or elsewhere. But it doesn't seem right now like that Trump-Putin meeting that we're all expecting is as imminent as it once looked.
Greg Karlstrom in Riyadh, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime.